Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Garrett Hack for FineWoodworking.com's The Editor's Mailbox, and the article is titled East Meets West, Garrett Hack's Trip to Japan, originally posted October 1, 2010. Now, to find more great articles written by Garrett and many of the other contributing authors and educators, visit FineWoodworking.com's The Editor's Mailbox at www.finewoodworking.com. And of course, I'll always have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. East Meets West, Garrett Hack's Trip to Japan, written by Garrett Hack for The Editor's Mailbox at FineWoodworking.com, originally posted October 1, 2010. Japan is a very different place. The country is highly modern and thoroughly westernized, yet permeating every aspect of Japanese life is a deep and ancient culture. It's easy to appreciate, but very difficult for an outsider to really understand. I traveled to Japan for 2 weeks in December to learn more about one small part of that culture, the Japanese love of wood and their unique tools. Craftsmen have a long tradition of using them to build temples, shrines, houses, and wooden objects. West did meet East as well, since I was also there to teach a class on Western planes. Japanese tools. Japanese woodworking tools, or Eastern tools in general, since Japanese tools are very similar to Chinese and Korean tools, are as different as our cultures. Besides the obvious difference that we tend to push, they pull, we Westerners are often in awe of innovation and technology, while Japan reveres tradition. Where a Stanley bench plane has dozens of mostly metal parts and a modern alloy steel blade, a typical Japanese plane has a minimal blocky wooden body, a die, and thick, short, high-carbon iron. Their simplicity belies their sophistication, especially in the forging of the iron and the subtle and difficult tuning they require. This also helps to explain why Japanese hobby woodworkers are increasingly interested in the easier-to-tune and use Stanley-type planes. Another plus is the fact that the Western-style planes are more stable in our climates since they cope with the widest swings in humidity. Pull versus push. Why pulling a tool evolved versus pushing was always curious to me, until I saw a craftsman at work in Japan. Unlike saws, which can be thinner since buckling is not an issue, planes don't work better one way or the other, so I didn't understand their preference for pulling. But if you spend most of your working day on a small cushion on the floor or working on a raised platform, nearly every craftsman I saw there worked this way, then using your body as a vise and pulling against yourself makes total sense. A heavy workbench is impractical in a country with such tight space constraints. However, Japanese carpenters do set up planing benches, stiff beams on X braces, to work longer pieces. Plane off with a master carpenter. At the end of the class I taught, a master carpenter set up a bench, and we had what I jokingly called a plane-off. He used typical wooden planes of various lengths. I used Lee Nielsen's. Naturally, the class had a lot of laughs seeing me push his planes. They also got a lot of smiles testing my tools. Some were trying Western tools for the first time and were impressed by the beautiful thin shavings. The master craftsman's planes had cutting angles of about 37 degrees, which made glassy cuts on the clear pine. But they didn't perform as well on a piece of curly Vermont hard maple. My Lee Nielsen No. 4 left a flawless surface, but Japanese pride made it very difficult for them to agree. It didn't matter. I went home with a gift of one of the master carpenter's planes to use and learn more about, and I know I intrigued them with the precision of our quite different tools. And that was East Meets West, Garrett Hack's Trip to Japan, written for the editor's mailbox at finewoodworking.com, originally posted October 1, 2010. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.